Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
When I was a junior in high school, I had to take an emergency trip to the bathroom. My stomach was really upset, and I definitely had some sort of stomach bug going on. As I was dashing through the hallway, trying to make it to the bathroom in time, I started to hear a whistling sound that was coming from the other side of the hallway. As I got closer to the bathroom, I realized that whoever was whistling was in the bathroom. I didn't think much of it, other than that it was a slight inconvenience for me, as I was wanting the bathroom all to myself, considering I was literally going to blow the toilet up. I ran to the stall and did my business uncomfortably. The entire time, that man that I barely even saw, might I add, stayed in the bathroom. I must have been in there for like 10 minutes at this point, and there is no telling how long he would have been in there beforehand. I started to think that it was probably the school janitor, but I really wanted him to leave for obvious reasons. I wanted some privacy. The whole time he was whistling and humming while I was midst going number two. Gross, I know, but this is what happened. After I finished up in the stall, I walked out to wash my hands real quickly, all while trying not to make eye contact with the man that was in the bathroom with me, as I was kind of embarrassed. I also had to hurry back to class because if I were to be gone for too long, it's very well possible I could have gotten into some trouble. Then what happened next threw me off guard completely. The janitor then started walking over towards my direction, and he stopped after being no more than a foot away from me. He was so close that I could feel him breathing on me. I felt a tingle on the back of my neck, and I was so uncomfortable that I had no other option other than to look at him. "What the heck, man?" I said. He had this stone-cold look on his face, and then shortly after, he gave me this extremely disturbing-looking smile that I will never forget. I made my way back to class, and I was puzzled. All I could think was that guy was crazy. I texted my friend about it when I got back to class, and he told me how he had a similar situation with that guy, the same exact janitor. He told me he knew he was a creep too, so we planned on talking to the principal about him that day, but we never ended up following through with that. After school, me and that same friend I was just talking about, Elias, and another one of our close friends, Peyton, all decided to walk after school. That was something that we did a lot. Usually we would go to nearby restaurants or fast food chains, or even the park. We did all kinds of stuff after school, and usually it was the most fun we would ever have. This day, we decided we were going to go to this diner that we all loved. We had to walk through this trail that started on school grounds and opened back up in a nearby neighborhood in order to get to this restaurant. Well, we didn't have to take that way, but it was definitely quicker and a way more fun route, so 90% of the days we walked after school, we would take the trails. Elias and I started talking about that creepy janitor, and Peyton started to chime in as well. He knew the janitor that we were talking about, but he never had an experience with him. We were telling Peyton just how creepy that guy was, and he started to understand. I kid you not, though, it was like us talking about him, the janitor, spawned him there or something. Not literally, but it was like crazily ironic and weird. Up in the distance, we noticed that there was a man ahead. "No way," Peyton said. "Dude, isn't that him? The janitor from school?" We all stood in fear and confusingly looked at him until we could all make out that it was him for 100% certainty. "Hey, let's turn around," Peyton said. I didn't even say anything to that. I just continued moving forward, as did Elias. As we were walking past him, he then stopped and stared at us, but we kept walking. The janitor then yelled for us and asked if we would like to hang out. Okay, so not only was this man a janitor at our school and supposed to be an authority figure, but he was really a creep. He also had to have been at least 55 years old. Why the heck would he want to hang out with a bunch of kids our age for? We just ignored him and we picked up our pace a little bit. But he then started jogging towards us, and it was at this point that we started to full-on run. He then began screaming at us, and when I looked back, I saw that he had a knife in one of his hands. We all screamed for help and ran for at least 5 minutes, and shortly after that, we seemed to have lost him. We later found out about who he really was the next day at school. Me, Elias, and Peyton, and our parents all went up to the school and reported the situation to the police and to the principal. It turned out that the school had no idea who this man was and that he wasn't a school janitor. He was a man pretending to be a janitor. I don't know how he got away with this, like getting inside the school and all without being detected for so long. It's quite ridiculous and scary if you ask me. They really need to double down on security because school is supposed to be a safe place for kids to learn. It turned out that the man was a convicted sex offender as well and that he has been abusing minors for years now. He also had a court order to where he had to stay a certain distance away from kids, but that didn't stop him. I personally think he was going to take it a step further this time and try to kill one of us. Some people are so messed up in the head, I can't even begin to comprehend. It was just another normal day of school. I think I was in 10th grade. I want to say it was right after third hour. Anyways, it was lunchtime, so my friends and I were goofing off like we always would. We would all eat for maybe 5 minutes and spend the rest of the 20 minutes playing games and messing around and such. Well, about halfway through lunch, the PA went off and said that we were having an emergency lockdown, which was definitely kind of scary.
Lockdown, lockdown. This is an emergency alert. Please follow lockdown procedures. Go into the nearest room or building, lock the door, and turn off all lights.
Because usually, if it were just a drill, then the principal would say that, or at least warn us before so we knew to expect a lockdown in the near future. I vividly remember Mr. Harrison sounding a bit panicked when he announced the lockdown too. My friends kind of thought that was part of his gig to make it seem real, but I had a bad feeling about it. Now, this is probably the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life, and I still honestly have no clue why we did this, but after they shut the school's power off, my friends thought it would be funny to sneak out of the cafeteria through a side entrance that led upstairs to one of the main hallways of our school. I decided to tag along with them just because. I'm not really sure, I just did. After walking around for a little bit, we all split up, and at this point it was only me and Andrew. Our three other friends ventured off by themselves somewhere. It was so dark in the hallways that we could barely even see what was in front of us. The only source of light we had was coming from the sun shining through the windows. But even then, it was a pretty cloudy day, so the outside didn't have much light to offer us. Then out of nowhere, we heard three gunshots right in a row, followed by screaming. Andrew and I, of course, started freaking out, so we ran outside and sprinted as fast as we could. I'm happy we were close to the main entrance of the school, because I'd much rather have been outside than hiding in a bathroom or something. But now we were in the front of the school, and we knew we were sitting ducks for any of the teachers or police to find us. We didn't want to get in trouble for sneaking off when we shouldn't have been, so we ran behind the school and headed straight for the woods. We had to run across the soccer field to get there, but we made it across without being seen. Then we heard police sirens getting closer. I knew they were there for whoever the hell just fired the gun, but we were still paranoid that the school or police were looking for us for running off as well. I've had friends who have gotten into some trouble for truancy before, and I was definitely on edge about everything that was happening in general, as any normal person would be. This was a pretty serious situation, so we were freaking out for a while, and we were trying to calm each other down. We also didn't want the police or anyone to think we had anything to do with that psycho with a gun. Well, the police weren't searching for us, and they literally had no idea we were missing in the first place, nor did anyone in the school. But we pushed our luck by continuing hiding because eventually the police found us as they were doing a required sweep around the premises. The police ended up finding us, and when they did, they detained us until they caught the actual suspect they were looking for. Apparently, the kid who let off the gunshots was someone who went to a whole different school and he was only a year younger than me. Nobody got hurt, thankfully, but the kid said he was coming to kill some girl specifically, but he failed. Something weird I want to add real quick is how eerily similar me and this kid look. We were both the same height, same color hair, and hairstyle, and we were dressed very similar that day. The police quickly figured out I had nothing to do with it though after we explained everything. I learned my lesson that day for sure. This took place on my very last day of high school. I was on my senior year, so after I got through today, it would be the very end of high school for me. Of course, I was super excited, and I felt a huge amount of relief, but there was also a sadness in the air for me that day. Because all it really meant was that I was going to have to leave all my friends behind and have to make new ones in college. I tried to not look at it so negatively, because ultimately, it is what it is, and it's just a part of life, you know, changes. I don't remember exactly why or what happened, but I was in a particularly bad mood this day because of things that were going on at home with my family. I think it was fifth hour, which was biology class. I didn't mind the class really, but the teacher was the one that made it horrible. Mr. Johnson was a jerk to me and many of the other kids in my class. I honestly don't know how he hadn't been fired sooner. He was notorious for getting into it with the kids and getting into screaming matches. One time he even broke a kid's phone, and another time he legit threatened me in front of the whole class. I don't think he works there as a teacher anymore, but I really didn't feel like going to his class that day, so I skipped it. I went over to the library, and my plan was to lay low until sixth hour. I hid in the back of the library in the computer section and pretended like I was doing my schoolwork, but really I was playing games on my phone the entire time. Not too long after this, all of a sudden, the school's intercom went off. We were having a lockdown. Although I will admit it alarmed me, I figured it was just a practice drill and that our school was just testing us again. Our school does at least two practice drills each semester, so I played it risky and decided to hang tight. But all of a sudden, I heard screaming down the hall. It was very muffled sounding, and I couldn't make out what was being said. All I could hear was the screaming. It seemed to have gone on for a couple of minutes. I quickly started to realize that we were probably in a real lockdown. I panicked, and I thought my best bet was to hide somewhere in the library, so I hid under the computer desks. Not the best spot, I know, but I figured it was better than nothing. I kept quiet and waited for the PA to come back on, and for it to say the drill was over with, but it never did. It must have been 20 minutes of me just lying there in fear. I took my phone out at one point, and I saw that I had like 20 plus messages from some of my classmates from biology, and they asked where I was, and that we were in a real lockdown. That was when my heart dropped to my stomach, and I started to feel sick. I told them all I was safe and that I was hiding in the library. There was nobody else in the library with me as far as I knew, because there weren't any teachers or kids when I first walked in, which was actually quite unusual. Nonetheless, it freaked me out even more that I was pretty much alone. I just kept waiting in hopes that it was all going to be over soon. Well, it was only just the beginning. I didn't know what I had really got myself into by skipping class. A few more minutes passed by and the screaming picked back up again, and then shortly after, I heard someone running through the hall. Then my worst fear came alive. The library door opened and somebody was walking inside. As scared as I was, I managed to peek my head up to see if I could see who it was. But all I could see was a dark shadow of someone that looked like to be around my height. I hid back under the desk, and that was when I saw a flashlight turn on. Whoever it was began searching all around. All I can remember is praying to God that I was going to be okay. Eventually, the person made their way over to the cubicle I was in by all the computers. I knew it was only a matter of seconds before he were to see me, so I jumped out from under the desk again and made myself visible. "Hey," I said. Within a second, I had a flashlight pointing at me along with a gun. "Tyler? What the hell are you doing, man?" I asked. Tyler was one of my close friends in middle school, but we didn't keep up with each other much ever since starting high school. And through the years, we kind of had a falling out and went our separate ways. Anyways, I told him to put the gun down, and after almost a full minute of silence from him, he started to break down crying and dropped to the floor. I kicked the gun away and reassured him that it was going to be okay. And I told him that we needed to do the right thing and that he needed to turn himself in if he really wanted any chances of getting better. Surprisingly, he actually listened to me, and I walked with him towards the office until we found a teacher, and the teacher then led us to the police. I, as a witness, told him everything that I knew, and Tyler also complied 100% as well. I'm just happy that Tyler found me rather than someone else. I was one of Tyler's only friends in his eyes, and if he would have found someone else, I'm sure he would have killed them truthfully. We really need to raise awareness for this kind of stuff and do everything as a society that we can to limit the violence in school shootings specifically. As much as I don't like Tyler for what he did, he was a kid who was bullied and picked on his whole life, and had a horrible home life along with different types of mental illnesses, I'm sure. So really, it's no surprise if you think about it, what he attempted to do. That's usually how it goes down. It's deafening and unbelievably horrible that some people are capable of doing things like this. And that's to say the least. But we really need to do our best to prevent them from happening in the first place.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.